Parker Road is a well-traveled alternative to Highway 63 in Jonesboro. The road allows motorists to get to the major arteries of Jonesboro, such as Caraway Road, Stadium Boulevard, and Southwest Drive. When motorists travel north on Parker Road, they can travel a little past Wood Springs Road, and then Parker Road becomes a dead end. If motorists in Jonesboro want to continue heading north to Washington Avenue in Jonesboro, they have to cross the overpass at Southwest Drive and take Highway 63 north to Washington Avenue and other parts of Jonesboro. The city officials are looking into the possibility of extending Parker Road north to connect that part of Jonesboro. Director of Traffic is Mark Nichols.
Well, the city has hired Garver Engineers out of Little Rock to do a study. And the goal of that study is to identify what percentage of traffic from the Wood Springs Road area, kind of behind the Super Walmart, in that area, what percentage of that traffic would take Washington if we extended Parker Road to Washington, if we made that connection. And the reason why we're interested in that is Southwest Drive and Parker Road is a very congested intersection. And we're trying to see what percentage of traffic would use that to see how much pressure we could relieve off of that, of Southwest Drive, by making that extension. And so that's the study's underway right now. And if it shows that it justifies it, then we'll look at move forward to developing plans for that extension.
And he tells why it would be important to extend that part of Parker Road.
Well, it's really multifaceted. One is just to relieve, pressure off Southwest Drive, but also just to make the whole area more accessible. There's a lot of, Joe Matt Campbell Park has a lot of events, and there's a lot of tournaments there, and so we could see if we made that extension and made that more accessible, there would be development in that area, maybe some hotels. I know there's a local hospital is looking to put a clinic there right now, and so that's underway. And so we know that area will grow, and it just really makes sense to extend the service road to make everything more accessible for people.
Nichols tells where the dead end of Parker Road occurs.
The dead end's near Strawflor, and so the highway department had a huge investment in building the overpass over Highway 63 at Washington, and but there's that phase of the project that we just want to complete, which is that I think it's approximately two mile stretch of roadway that would just really complete that area. And it would keep people from having to backtrack all the way to Wood Springs Road and go over the overpass to go, northbound, if you will, on Highway 63.
And Nichols tells how the city's gathering public opinion on the project.
We have a survey. You can go to the city website and fill out the survey. Or also we have some just hard copies here in the office that people can drop by and fill out. And that's just more or less the survey. Some example questions might be just, would you use that if it was built? Just yes or no. If so, how many times a day would you use it? And would you, how many times a day do you go to the downtown area, from the Wood Springs Road area? And would you consider that, a viable route? And so we're just trying to get the public's feel, and we certainly want to be wise with the public funds and make good decisions. And so it's just, one, it lets us know just the general consensus of the public, and just will give us some idea how it will be utilized.
And if it's determined the project is worth moving forward, Nichols tells what would be next in the process.
Once we come to the decision that it is viable and that federal funds can be utilized for the project, really the first phase in a project is to do the environmental, and the environmental will look at any sensitive areas, whether it be burial grounds or even endangered species. And that will help us pick the best route. And so we want to route around those type areas. So that's the first phase of the design process. And once we select the route, then there's the design phase would start. And then once we have a set of plans, it could be let to construction. Typically, it's hard to throw out an exact number, but it may take 4 or 5 months to do the environmental. It may take another number of months to get the plans prepared. And then once that's done, it'll be let to contract, and it may take, a year or so to actually complete the project. And so it is a long process, and there's a lot of time-consuming elements, but we're just trying to do our homework on the front end.
And he says the project could take a couple $1 million to complete. A link to the survey and the story will be on our website, kasu.org.